Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour on tonight. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name, hallelujah. Tonight I give him praise, hallelujah. God is such a good God, hallelujah, and he's worthy to be praised. I just give God all the praise. I just thank him, hallelujah. I give him praise, hallelujah. I give him glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good, hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. I just give God all glory tonight. I praise his holy name tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight for all of his blessings. I just bring you greetings from the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. Hallelujah. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God today. We're going to get ready to have just a short devotion, hallelujah, and we're going to not, tonight, I'm just going to pray for each one that need prayer, and then we're going to get off because I am trying to save my voice until Sunday. So we had prayer this morning, but I do want to pray for anyone that wants prayer tonight. I'm going to, can you all give me 1 minute? Let me get me a swallow of water. Just hold on. I just thank and praise God on tonight. For this opportunity, hallelujah, to be back on this radio broadcast. So I praise, prayer, and prophecy. Don't think I take that for granted. Hallelujah, because tonight is a Friday night. Hallelujah, and it's already started in on the Sabbath. So I know you all could be doing anything else. Hallelujah, but I give God praise. Excuse me. And I give God glory. Hallelujah. I give God praise. And I give him glory on tonight for each one of you that's on here. So I'm going to get ready tonight to read a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And anyone that needs prayer, I'm going to pray for you. And then I'm going to get out because I don't want my voice, like I said, it's getting better, and I don't want to have to take antibiotics for no medication. But I do want my voice back, so by Monday, I'll be able to pray. But I'm going to be reading from Psalms 37. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight thyself in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasseth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeketh that his day is coming. Amen. I have just read you from Psalm 37, from the first verse down to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah. Just give me 1 second, y'all. I said I got some things turned around.
Every fall. Connected
to the iPhone.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow come? And why should my heart be lonely and long for my heavenly home? When Jesus is my portion, I come across the stream. Oh, his eyes. The
of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight, God, and I come just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, I just thank you right now, God, for everything that you're doing for us, God. I thank you tonight. I bless your name tonight. I worship you, God, in the beauty of your holiness, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to take over tonight, Holy Spirit, and take control. Let Deborah decrease right now. Increase. And minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may take over this vessel and use tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their families right now, God. Bless them right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, just bless today, God. Bless today, Lord. Bless today, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do it today, God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you right now, God, bless every member. Bless everyone that ever been on this radio broadcast, God. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, God, to bless them and cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you for the fire of God tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. And we thank you for setting us free on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you to bless everyone, God. And we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity just to testify now. We're going to just testify. And if anyone wants prayer after that, I'll pray for you. And then I get off because I don't want to talk a whole lot because I want to just try to keep my voice. And I'm not trying to make up an excuse. Anybody that needs prayer and wants prayer, I would pray for them on tonight. But I just thank God. I'm just going to testify. Thank God for this opportunity to be on here on tonight. I thank God how he's been holding up my voice anyway. I thank God for that. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for covering me and my husband. I thank God for blessing this house. Hallelujah. I thank him for making my husband the head of this house. I thank God for my children and grandchildren and great-grand. I just thank God for all that he does. Hallelujah. And those are my testimonies because I know, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side blessing my children, blessing my grandchildren and my great-grand, where would they be? Where would I be? I thank God. I depend on him, hallelujah, to do it exceedingly abundantly above, more than we can ask or think. Hallelujah. And I know I didn't get it quite right, but hallelujah. I just thank him for doing it. Hallelujah. Above and beyond that we can ask or even think in our mind that he can do. I thank God for it today. Because you know what? A lot of times we don't give him what we should, but God know our heart, and he know what's in our heart. And I thank God for it tonight in the name of Jesus. And I just ask God on tonight, and I thank him for sending his angels and giving his angels charge over us. I thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. It's a lot of things that we go through. Hallelujah. And I will not complain. But I thank God for each and every thing that I have to face, every test that I have to face. Because I know once I finish the test, God's going to bless me. He's going to elevate me. He's going to restore me. Whatever the devil thought he had and took, hallelujah, God's going to put it back, hallelujah. And I thank him for that on tonight. Sometimes we have to suffer a while to reign with God in anything, hallelujah. So I thank God for all that I've gone through, every experience. I thank God for every mistake that he's made to a miracle. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for this ministry, the ministry that he's given me. I thank God tonight from taking me from glory to glory. I thank God that I have a praise down on the inside of me. I give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for all that he do in the name of Jesus. And every day that I wake up, it's a testimony for me. Every day that he breathed breath in my mouth and called me and shake me and wake me up and call me by name is a testimony for me. I give God the praise, and I thank him for allowing me to be dedicated and committed. I thank God for that. You know, sometimes I have been on here by myself, but I thank God for the dedication. I thank God for the commitment that he's given us in the name of Jesus. I give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. 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 That's my testimony on tonight. Do we have any more testimonies? I can play another song, and then we'll have another testimony if I can find one. I like this young man singing, so I always go to him. See, a lot of anointing on his singing, and I really...
Nobody looks, feels, laughs like you.
Come on now. Maybe that's going to hold on.
Thank you.
Have any more testimonies, or do we want to pray? Do you have anyone want some prayer tonight? Anybody on tonight? Do we have any testimonies?
Well, I would like to go ahead and testify. Say,
amen.
God is good. And,
yes, He is.
He is the head of life, and He has been good to me, continually been good to me. And I heard you tell it, but God bless my husband to get it right. But that's something that I had just been praying for. I had been praying that God would bless him on his job. But not only that, when you came and you, I had been praying for maybe a couple of weeks, but then I stopped praying and I started thanking God for it. Is when it started coming through. And you said what you said,
right.
You said what the Lord said, and then he come saying that, you know, they was going to give him a raise. I was thinking that, you know, they was going to put him in a higher position, but a raise is still fine too. And I thank God for that. I thank God for just hearing me, hearing me, my prayers. Like, that just confirmed that he heard me when I talked to him. Even when I lay in the bed and my eyes be closed and I just speak to him in my mind, he still heard what I'm saying. And I thank God for that.
Yes.
I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God that he has been keeping us from this Omicron, whatever that thing is. I thank him that he's been covering my family and protecting us with his angel. I thank God for that, covering us with the blood of Jesus. I feel like he don't have to do that, and he do it anyway. And I just thank God for this being an awesome God to me. I thank God for you know, breath in my body, a roof over my head. I thank God for activities of my limbs. I'm still able to move as I please. Breathe, think, talk, all of that. I can do all of that on my own, and I want to use that to give God some praise, because just like that, it could be taken away, just like that. And I just thank God
just seeing me,
not my flaws, not you know, the wrong that I've been doing. He's been just seeing me And I appreciate God for that, and I love him for that. And I just want to just give him some praise. It was everybody, I don't know if everybody knows, but I breastfeed or whatever. And I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. And my breast was in real sore. And my breast was getting real sore, and I was putting this stuff on it because, you know, if the baby has thrashing in his mouth, they give me something for yeast. And I was putting that on it because I'm like, it got to be yeast, but it was only one breast that was hurt, one nipple that was hurt. And so I'm like, God, I'm so tired of being in pain. So he said, use this. It's some other stuff that I use. I think it's called lanacane. I use that just to coat my nipple to take away the soreness. He said, use that.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me this stuff that night, and he showed it to me again that morning. And I said, God, this must be you telling me what to do, because why would it just pop up in my head like that? So I started putting that stuff on my nipple, and the soreness started going away. And as my breath started going away, I just started thanking God, because I'm like, Lord, this had to be you.
Thank you,
God, for looking out for me. That song, you keep on looking out. I love that song because he keeps looking out for me. He keeps, even when I'm not paying attention, he see what's going on, and he see me, and he let me know the things that be going on in my life. And I just thank God. I pray and ask God to forgive me for the wrong that I've been doing. But God have just been just an amazing father to me.
Yeah.
I can rejoice in other people's happiness because God has been so good to me. Like, I don't have reason to be sad. I don't have a reason to beat up on myself about anything, because God is my life. God is my salvation.
Yes.
God is my healing.
Yes.
God is my redeeming.
Yes.
God is my reward.
Yes.
God is my everything. And I just pray and I thank God for just being who he is to me and showing up, and he showed up. Baby, he show out, and I love him for this.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. And I just, you know what, that's an awesome testimony. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise and glory on tonight for your testimonies, because testimonies, a test just bring about a testimony. And the more you go through, the more you can testify to help somebody else. Man, like I said, I've been through so much all of my life, you know, and all of it haven't been bad, but all of it haven't been good. But I tell you, my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Thank God for that. I thank God for giving me good days. Oh, everything's not going to be comfortable for us. We got to try to get by that. But I thank and praise God that all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. I give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Even in my older years, you know, everything is not easy. They don't come by easy. You know what? Because sometimes if you don't struggle, if you don't suffer, if you don't go through something, you would know, you know, how to just be grateful when God bless you with good things. You would know how to be grateful. But I do. I do. If it's nothing but a little something, I thank God for whatever he do for me. And I accept whatever he does for me. Honey, if I had a cold shed, I sweep the floor in that. It wouldn't, however God would do it, I would be satisfied and pleased with what God does. Oh, I don't want to put a limit on him, but I would be thankful for what he does. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for just covering everyone. Hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Well, I'm not, and I've asked everybody that they need prayer or anything, because, like I said, I want to try to save my voice. I don't want to, and I'm using the Dr. Tishner, but it's so strong. Man, I tried to gargle and that stuff, and it cut my breath. So, you know, I had to, and that was on a Sunday when I gargled in that Dr. Tishner, and I got choked because it was so strong, and it wasted all over my robe. So I'm going to be real careful with it this time. I'm just going to put like a teaspoon of it in some warm water and gargle. It said, do not swallow. But I swallowed almost every bit of that because I was choking, you know. So, but I'm trying. I'm going to have to keep doing it. I don't know what I can do for my throat to get it back right. I know it's my sinuses, but, you know, it's all in God's hand. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to even hold you. I'm not going to hold you. It's after 8 o'clock. I'm not. If no one else wants prayer, no more testimonies, I'm going to get right on off because I get to. It's already in the Sabbath. Hallelujah. And I got to go and try to get a word from the Lord for Sunday. And then I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. You know, so I'm just trying to, you know, give my voice whatever little rest it can get when it can get it. So if there be nothing else, we're going to close out. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight for the testimonies. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice on tonight. God, I ask you to bless the woman of God, hallelujah, that did testify on tonight, and bless everybody, God. And Lord, give her, or keep giving her that determination to do what you call her to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight, God, to bless Apostle Deans and touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. Encourage him on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I know you love us. Hallelujah. I know that you love us. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. I ask all things. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. I'm not going to hold you on tonight. If you do desire prayer, you can always call me. I'm always, never turn my phone off. So God bless you all. I love you. With the love of God, I love you with my love, too. So you all have a good night and prosperous night, and enjoy your weekend. God bless you. Amen.
Love you. Good night. Get to rest.
Okay, baby. Good night. Good night.